When Sister Lottie called for that song, He Lifted Me, you basically sung everything I was going to share this morning. So I'm just doing follow-up for those of you who are a little sleepy still. But Lottie pulled that one out of the hat. That was exactly where we're going to go today. Got worries, got problems, got oppression, got strife, got sin. You're in the right place. There is a Savior for you. You're exactly the person He came for. Good to be in God's Miracle Church. I never in my wildest dreams thought I could preach a Easter Sunday morning thing here. Thank you for having me in. We were over at a sunrise service on the James River this morning with my other Bible study, and I wanted to get here the quickest way because I told Sheila I would be here between 8:15 and 8:30. She reminded me of that every time we spoke. So I was off over on the James River, and I wondered the fastest way to get here, whether scoot over to Belt Boulevard to come down Chippenham. So I went to my phone, said, okay, Google, directions to God's Miracle Church. And it found you guys. You guys are listed in Google. Long as you're listed in heaven. But Google knows where you're at, too. The Lord bless you guys. Are you all doing okay? You look good. It really is a blessing for me to be here. Jesus Christ had to die a certain way. There's an account, I think it's in Matthew or Luke. If I'd done my homework, I would have looked it up. Lazy old Todd. There's an account in one of the Gospels where they were going to kill him. And they grabbed him, and they were going to carry him to a cliff and throw him off. I think it's in Matthew, and it's early. It's in the first half of the Gospel of Matthew, is my guess. And had they thrown Jesus off the cliff that day, and he died, would it have done you any good? No, because he was holy, righteous, and just. He would have shed his blood at the base of the mountain. So his blood would have been shed, but he couldn't have tasted death for you and me because he was sinless. And so at that point in his ministry, had they succeeded in killing him, he wouldn't have been the perfect sacrifice. And I just love it. I don't know how it reads in the other versions, but in King James it says, and he walked through their midst. Now, I don't know if security has ever grabbed you by the elbow or a policeman or something grab you by the elbow and start guiding you through a process. I've been in different little instances in my life, and I never walked through the midst of it. I usually ended up wherever they wanted me to go. He walked through their midst, and he walked away. Why? It wasn't his time yet. Because for everything to be fulfilled, he had to taste the penalty of sin and death for all of us. Now, how does a righteous man suffer under the penalty of something he knows nothing about? He had to be hung on a cross, because the Old Testament declares in Deuteronomy, cursed is any man who hangs on a tree. Thousands and thousands of years before there even was a thought of Rome or a Roman Empire, God made the rule that if a man died on a tree like that, that he would receive a curse. And that's the only way Jesus Christ received the curse that affects you and I. Got aches and pains? Need glasses? Hungry? Wish you were someplace else? You're suffering under the curse. That's the taste of the curse. And so he had to die a certain way. And he did. And then third day, God rose him from the dead. We're going to step through some things because Christ the Lord is risen today, and we want to enjoy the moment. Starts out with the toughest question in the Bible. It's not the first question in the Bible. The first question in the Bible is still the same question being asked today. The first question in the Bible was by Satan, and he said, "Hath God said?" Did God really say that? And that's still the question that just plagues humanity today from the devil. And it may sound like your neighbor, it may sound like your kid, it may sound like your parents, it may sound like somebody. It's still coming from the devil. Hath God said? And the answer is yes. It's a real easy test. So that's an easy one, and Adam and Eve kind of failed that one. Now the second question in the Bible was tougher. When the devil said, hath God said, all they had to do is say, yeah, and they would have passed the test. I mean, they blew that one right out of the box. Then came the tough question. In Genesis 3:9, God's question was, where are you? Because they had sinned, and they were naked. They didn't have their righteousness anymore. And so God's first question to man, Genesis 3:9, Adam and Eve couldn't face God at that point. They transgressed, they sinned, they lost their righteousness. And what the answer to what God said when he said, where are you, is we are lost. We are lost and without you. We have sinned against you and we don't know the way back. But they didn't give that kind of an answer. So they took some leaves and thought that was going to fix something. Kind of like you and I at different points of our life. Just do the stupid thing and think that's the right thing to do. Well, maybe not you guys, but been there. Moses couldn't face God. As righteous as Moses was, and even though he was doing God's will, and he walked God's people through a victory, all those good things to his account, he got up on the mountain with God, and it came time for Moses to face God, and God said, you can't handle it. Why? Because an unholy man can't be in the presence of a holy God. So we got a problem. Adam and Eve had a problem in that they sinned and they didn't know the way out of their sin. Moses, even when he was doing good and doing God's works, wasn't good enough to face God. So how